This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Anger oftentimes really is simply a symptom of fear. What about lying? I used to think that people who lied continually, habitually, or accumulatively just enjoyed lying. If a person does enjoy lying and just tells lies for the sake of telling lies, they're probably what's called a pathological liar. There's a psychological problem there. But most people lie, get this, because they're afraid. If I tell the truth, he's not going to like me. If I tell the truth, she's not going to approve of me. And so I'm convinced whether it's children, teenagers, husbands, wives, it doesn't matter. People lie primarily because of fear. If people find out the truth, something will happen. So therefore, people, we lie because of the fear. What about jealousy? We say, well, that man is jealous or that wife is jealous. No, what they are is fearful. They're fearful of losing something or someone that they love. Jealous people oftentimes really are fearful people. Number four, worry. What we really mean by worry is fear. We're afraid. And what's underneath worry is not just concern about a situation, but a fear of the unknown. The ultimate underlying cause of worry in your life and in my life is the fear of the future. And number five, and this will surprise some of you, I think when we talk about a man or woman who's greedy, what's underneath greed is fear, the fear of not having enough. The fear of not having enough for the future. And sometimes the greatest cause of insecurity in the future is having security today. Sometimes when a man or woman says, well, I've got enough money for this month, then they start saying, well, what about next month? Well, we got enough money for the next 6 months. Well, what about the 6 months after that? And sometimes security today can be a cause of insecurity for tomorrow. And you say, well, what does that have to do with the message today? Simply this. Jesus not only has some things to say about fear today, in my opinion, these are some of the strongest statements that you will ever hear read of Jesus' words. What he says today is not only strong, it's harsh in some ways. It's heavy-duty teaching that Jesus gives in the Gospel of Luke. We're going to look at two passages in the 12th chapter of Luke today as we continue. Luke 12, beginning at verse 4. The real fear factor is the title. Let's bring up the text. I tell you, my friends, Jesus said, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after killing the body, has power to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. This is an interesting passage. It's a strong passage because Jesus uses what I call explicit language about fear. There is nothing mild-mannered about these statements. I hear people refer to Jesus as the mild-mannered teacher. Folks, there's nothing mild-mannered about saying, don't be afraid of somebody who can kill your body. You be afraid of the one who can throw you into hell. Nothing stronger than that. There is nothing stronger than that statement. And Jesus said, if you want to talk about fear, you want to talk about the bottom line of fear, don't fear those who can just simply take your life. You fear the one who has the power, get this, not only of life and death, but life and eternity.
Well, this message from Luke 12 about fear continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.